Now, we're going to do a בריטי שלום. בעזרת השם. השורש שבניסיון. This is the source, the reason for all the troubles. This is the root. All that we're going to do, fasting, prayers, tzedakah, learning Torah, everything, don't touch the point itself. The main is lacking from the book. Ki ha'ika zekdusha utzniut. The main thing is to be holy and tzniut by women. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says b'feirush, she'ikar nisayon shel adam b'olam hazeh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the main test of a person in this world is in the inyanim of kedusha, be holy, and tzniut, to be modest. Ikar de'itzra bishul al harayin. The main yitzhar of a person is regarding the whole matters of immorality. Kol ish v'isha tzrichim la'achnis libam heitev. Every man and woman have to put in their heart well at their main test. That for it they came down to the world is modesty and kedusha. A person will reach after 120, he'll reach the shamayim, and they'll tell him, "Excuse me, now you do your mission in the world. You did not withstand your main test." The person will wonder, "How could that be? I learned Torah, I prayed in the minyan, I went to Uman 10 times a year, whatever." Yeah, a person, they'll tell him, "Shamayim, beautiful, you're great. You'll get sachal, get reward for everything you did. But we're very sorry, your main mission why you came to the world, your main goal, your main reason why you were sent to the world is to guard your eyes, and you did not do that. We're very sorry." Every Jew has to remember, you came to this world to withstand the test of Kedusha. And the main lust of a person is in the eyes. Therefore, your main test is in guarding your eyes. A person cannot run away from the reality. He cannot deny it. That's the truth. That's what a person has to work on his whole life. And also women in Shemayim, they'll tell them, "Why didn't you do your mission in the world?" And they're going to say, "What? What do you mean? I did chesed. And I sat to Helen all day. And I cooked for old people, and for women who gave birth, and for their families, the sick people. I went to Uman." And I tell them, "Great, every mitzvah you did, you got reward for." Yeah? But if you would have done your main shlichut, your main...
Arisal said, "The woman, I fixed the tikkun 500 years ago."
How does it work together?
Yeah.
Because if the husband is not mitukan, so the woman also, he'll get double, betach. But she also has her own things. Even if she fixed her tikkun, she could also do work bad now.
You can always mess up.
This world is a very dangerous world.
Woman has a double thing in tzniut. Her own tzniut, that she doesn't make other people fall from seeing what they shouldn't be seeing. And it's also taught that a woman who sees someone else who's not tzniut, it diminishes her yirat shamayim.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It brings down a woman who sees, he says that a woman who sees other women which are not tzniut, it brings down her yirat shamayim.
So they have to keep
also have Shmirat HaEinayim. Would you hear this?
My wife heard it, learned it.
Yeah?
And she went, "Hashim." I think it was with one woman who's an expert in Tarat Mishpacha.
Why? Hi! At least their face they can look at. They have no problem with you. Who? Top.
Except maybe with Lily. Never mind.
The Gaon Mivilna, the Vilna Gaon needs to say, he said that the same way that the main person is, you can see, he's a big Torah scholar, he's a big Dayan, he's a big Rav. The women, it's all by how much tzniut they have, how much modesty they are. And what a man can reach through Limud Torah, the Gaon Mivilna says, a woman can reach through its tzniut. The more she's tzniut, the more she can reach Hashem. And if a person sees that his learning Torah is not bringing him to Kedusha, it's not bringing him to God the eye, it's not bringing him to be more holy, something's wrong in his learning. Missing the point. That's what brought me to Breslau. I was learning Torah all day. There was no Hashem in my Torah. I was looking for Hashem. I couldn't find Him in the Torah. I wasn't a happy person either. So I figured either the Torah is not right, Chas v'Shalom, or I'm doing something wrong. Baruch Hashem, I had the conclusion that I'm doing something wrong and the Torah is true. I could have got it. Some people go the other way. They say, I guess the Torah is not true, and they leave. No, but Baruch Hashem, the Torah is emes, Hashem is emes, the Torah is emes. And if something's wrong, something's wrong with me and not in the Torah, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Izbodedut. That's the work of a person. Izbodedut. Without that,
it's over.
It's over. Without Izbodedut, over. There's no fight. There's no war. There's nothing. You're not in the battle, Basan. You want to be in the battle? Start doing Izbodedut. Without Izbodedut, you're not even in the battle. You're in the wrong field. I'm sorry, I'm so harsh, but it's so true. So
true.
Amash. That's why a person needs to be very strong. Listen, I'll tell you about Rav Dror. Rav Dror is the Rav here in the room, right? I'll tell you about Rav Dror. I see him walking around the house silent. I ask his son, what is he doing? What is your father doing? He's doing Bodhidut now. Even like that, he's doing Bodhidut. Be silent and be with Hashem for an hour. Help your wife. If that's the way Hashem gave it to you that day, good. So at least you did an hour Bodhidut. It doesn't make a difference. The Rabbeinu says, it doesn't make a difference how it is. Tell your wife, I'm starting now an hour Bodhidut. Don't talk to me. So, do the laundry, do the dishes, do whatever you need. I spoke about this already once. It's not that ultimately doing the field. Ultimately doing the middle of the night in a place where no one walks even during the day. But all good. Never miss an hour Bodhidut. Never, ever. You're going on the bus? Good. Put headphones with music? Or nothing? Not a shir, because then you're going to focus on the shir and not talk to Hashem. And be with Hashem for an hour. Also Ibulut. Do an hour Ibulut. So easy! So easy! Do without anything! Don't talk! Don't talk! Besedel! Don't miss an hour. Hopefully over the time, you'll also come to talk. Say I'm connecting myself to the Rebbe, to all the tzaddikim and to Rabbeinu, and after the hour, say thank you Hashem that I'm there, not to talk with anyone in the hour, not to look at my iPhone during the hour, not do anything, I just focus on you for an hour. Good. Zero, you did an hour.
That'd be the same as a Lashon Hara hour. Some people like
the hour did that. Yeah, that would be an hour for Lashon Hara, unless you tell Hashem Lashon Hara about you. Be the same hour. It's also an hour. You do. No one said it's not. It's not a shame, again, but not to miss now, not to miss. How could he go through a day without the Bodhidut? How? Yifshal. How could you let yourself? And if you want to be called blessed level, it's an hour Bodhidut. You could be going to Uman every year, be davening in the breast of Shul over here, and speaking Yiddish and wearing a flat hat, and you're not even a blessed level. Why? Because you don't do an hour Bodhidut. And you can be with jeans, with earrings, without a kippah, and you're a blessed level chassid. Why? Because you do an hour, you bother you, and that's what counts. So you do an hour, you're connecting with Hashem. If you don't do an hour, you're not connected with Hashem. You're connected in a little bit, you know, not a kesher, real kesher. Something like it bothers you, nothing like it bothers By the way, how does a person know if his prayers are answered? I just read from Rosh, Rav Shik, Zecha Tzadik Yivacha. I opened randomly one of the books that he had the answers. Letters that he wrote people, they asked him questions. So he said, if you feel happiness after the prayer, you know your prayers were answered.
It's supposed to always be happy.
You don't always feel happy. You're supposed to be happy, otherwise you don't feel happy. But I'm Purim, Adar.
So your prayers
can be answered
a different way.
Yeah, I didn't say you're going to get what you asked to have before.
Right. Okay.
Let me see. Rabbeinu said that if someone comes out of Yibodut angry, he knows it was wrong that Yibodut. You don't come out of Yibodut angry. Come out of Yibodut angry, upset out of Hashem, you know Yibodut was wrong. You weren't connecting with Hashem. who came with their bad feelings against Hashem. Why are you doing like this? Why are you doing like this? Asu. Maybe Hashem does only good. Hashem does only good. Listen to this story. My wife, she was learning for a long time how to drive. I spent thousands of shekels on this. I still owe people money for this. Again, in this country, it's crazy. In Yerushalayim, it's crazy to learn how to drive. At the end, I sent her to Modi'in. I said, go learn over there. It's much easier. There's no people on the roads. There's no cars on the roads. All the roads are new. They're not made for horses and wagons. And there's signs. Tells you where to go and how to go. And it's very, very, and everything is no traffic lights almost. There's only a circle. It's very flat. Yerushalayim is crazy. It's crazy. It's a test here. They make you fail for anything, and they take a lot of money for you for no reason. It keeps a balagan. I told her to go there. So far, good. Baruch Hashem, she got a test. She did her fourth test she did over there. And she's driving over there. She told me, I for sure I failed. I said, really? He said, why? What happened? How can you fail? He told me you cannot fail in this city. Yeah, but the guy, he told me, no, why isn't he going up to fourth gear? It's gears. Why didn't he go to fourth gear? And he hit the brakes. I also hit it together with him, but he also hit the brakes. And you shrine, if you hit the brake, come on, it's over. What do you mean? Anyways, he said, for sure it's over. I said, so I gave a chizuk, we were together. He's like, who cares? The real test is if we have a moon and it's from Hashem. That's if we pass the driving test. Driving test, pass. You know, if we do another test, pay another 800 shekels, pay another driving test. No, I don't know why. The main test, if we're happy or not, whatever it happens. Good. So we got to start dancing, we're very happy, good. An hour later, we get a phone call from the teacher. Gevera Tokaya! Yeah. I'm out! You passed the test. So I go, you see? You don't know anything. You hit the brake, you told you don't know how to drive. Yes? And he's still. The real test, and then we didn't even tell anyone that, you know, usually you're excited, you pass the test, you get right. We didn't even tell almost anyone. Why? Because we forgot about it. It wasn't important. What was important is that we passed the test of Emunah. That was the important part. Now we passed. Yeah, driving test. Yeah, yeah. By the way, after you pass the driving test, then you have to give them 100 shekels almost. Why? To allow you. You want to drive? Good. Give us 94 shekels. We'll give you a permit to drive. Yeah. I'm happy with my beautiful children. Very happy with my place. I'm happy to sit here with you. Hashem wants us. He loves us so much. He wants our prayers. He wants our connection with us. He doesn't want us to live like you take your salary. He wants, the more Hashem loves you, the more He makes you need Him. He wants your connection, the connection with you. He doesn't love you. Take a check. Leave me alone. Like you did with the serpent. Here, eat sand. Hashem loves you. Tells you, don't worry, I'll take care of you. But I want you to connect with me. Every time you need something, you'll come to me. You don't go to this guy and that guy. No, you come to me. Hashem loves it. I'm very happy that way.